Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday. And wish you a good day if it's a repeat caller on Friday. I'm recording from outside the Boston area. Came up to spend some time with two of our children. One lives outside of Boston, and the other one in the Williamstown area, which is the western portion of Massachusetts. And basically, it's touch base with all of them and with the grandchildren. Do a little bit of different exercise, skiing, snow skiing, which I love. And, things like bowling and maybe cross country, hiking, that kind of things in cold weather, which is really great. So, let's say, recording, I'll be talking about some of the things that that brought me here and that I'm grateful for. I want to cover a couple of articles on six habits and six hobbies for our well-being. It's going to be one of the topics. And towards the end, there's an area, Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer, an article by Dr. Cavanilla that I hope I can get to and we can reflect on. And in between, some articles will pop up with some of the experiences I've been having in the Boston area. So let's get going. Okay, buenos días. There's a quotation from Nuevo Día. This is the 14th of January. And in Spanish, para comenzar tu día. In Spanish, it's la valentía es la más importante de todas las virtudes. Porque sin valentía no puedes practicar ninguna otra virtud de manera constante. This is by Maya Angelou, a poet, a writer, African-American. And in English, roughly translated as courage is the most important virtue, since without courage, you can't practice any other virtue with in a constant manner, or I would say in a consistent manner. And this is, I think a great saying. I mentioned a program discussing personal values and the priorities of personal values that change as you go through life. And one of the ones that I've gone way up in my list of priorities is the personal value of consistency. And I just go kind of berserk when people are inconsistent. And I'm inconsistent at times, of course. And I just go berserk when people are inconsistent. And I think that one of the things I value most is people that I get along with is sort of being able to count on them and that they're more or less follow what they have been saying is their values. So consistency, that's one of the values that I try to live up to, and within the definition of happiness or well-being, it's one of the personalities I would fight for, and hopefully, end up with a sense of self-satisfaction. I've tried my best to be consistent, and it brings me a lot of peace when I'm unable to do it. So basically, I wanted to go over, some of the things that bring me to the Boston area, and I think the other, personal value is being grateful. We've talked about how for many that write on well-being and longevity and happiness, that the personal value of being grateful is really important. And when I come to Northeast, and I've come by myself, Pinky does not enjoy traveling, especially if she's not a skier, so gets a little bored with the kinds of things that we're doing. So I came up by myself and spending with, I have a son, a family with three children in outside the Boston area, and a daughter. The son is the second of the four. And the daughter lives in Western Massachusetts as the third of the four children. And she has two children. And so the goal is to catch up with them, see what they're up to, what the challenges, where they're happy about. And that's really, really critical, at least for my well-being. As I say often, I think, you know, in terms of feeling good and for our well-being, the importance of family closeness, of feeling that you're loved and loving in return, and feeling that you're appreciated and wanted. There's just no other, let's say, value than that one. And of course, these things don't happen out of the blue. You've got to work on them. And you got to work on them hard. It's a two-way street. And so super, super grateful with our grandchildren and our children. And part of this trip is to keep in touch base with them. The trip, you know, the excuse, let's say, kind of round, sort of what we came up for, and it kind of unites us is skiing. And skiing in the Northeast is always a little bit of a challenge. We've been very, very lucky. It's the weather has been good. It has to be, cold in order for the snow. It's been snowing a lot and it's been relatively comfortable to now, although this coming weekend, it's going to be a little bit too cold to ski. It's going to be 4 degrees, 7 degrees. And this is in the Boston area up in the mountains. It's going to be below zero we're not going to be skiing this weekend, and looking for other activities. I'm kind of smiling. My son looked using artificial intelligence, Gemini, said, what could we do? I have my 81-year-old father who's active. What can we do to spend time this weekend? And this darn artificial intelligence, writes back that it's going to be very cold and doesn't recommend, skiing in the mountains. And then by uncannily, I mean, really incredibly, recommended cross-country skiing. And I say it's uncanny because of the grandchildren. One of them is taking up cross-country skiing in the Williamstown area. And we weren't able to watch her compete. I don't think cross country is one of the better fan related sports. You see them kind of whipping by, and it's pretty cool to stand out there. And most of the time, they're not within sight of the fans. But I did want to see her cross country train. It's been quite a while since I cross country skied, and with cold weather, it's an option. So this Gemini artificial intelligence answers back that there's a place, Carlisle, which is 25 minutes from where we are, and it specializes in cross country skiing. I just looked up before the program. That it has great reviews for its cross-country trails and its rental equipment and all. So we're going to be that. We're going to do that and be there and see her do some cross-country exhibitions for us and have her sort of give us some tips on how to go about it. It's a tough sport. It requires a lot of stamina and a lot of technique, like many sports. It's a toughie, and she loves it, and She's, you know, going at it pretty hard and still in the younger stages and just started, but really enthusiastic. The other, her brother, is at Andover, which is where I studied, and he has taken up crew. So these are kind of, you know, esoteric sports. I have so much, respect for crew. It really is a very tough and sport, and requires timing, strength, and endurance. And you got to, you do the race. If you're not completely exhausted and utilize all of your energy, by the end of the race, you haven't done a very good job. It's so team oriented, and I was telling them that an article that I read in terms of in the financial, recruiting area for New York Wall Street, that they really like athletes. They like veterans from the armed forces, and in terms of athletes of the different sports, the one that they have found are the best in terms of developing the kinds of people they want in their organizations, that the people that have been in crew have been the best. And it makes complete sense to me, because I don't think there's any sport that requires more team work, more commitment, more diligence, and utter what we would call striving to work with in this particular case, it's seven other people. It's cruiser eight. So he's in crew starting and really enthusiastic. And so this is the kind of thing when you come and you're there and you have a chance to talk to them and see them, see their eyes as they talk about their different sports and their activities. It's worthwhile to make it personal and to spend time, in those kinds of contact. So we're skiing. I'm super grateful, going on a little bit over 3 months. I'll be 82. To be able to go up there and ski with the grandchildren and the children, you have to leave the grandchildren go off on their own after a while, because they we adults have to take it a little bit easier, especially when you're not in that great a shape for skiing. Each sport is a different world, and skiing is, even though you do a lot of squats and running and biking and everything else, there's still different muscles, different movements of the body, got to be careful. But I'm up the top of the hill. We skied 3 days last weekend. It was called Berkshire East. It's a very family oriented in the Berkshires, of course, and very family oriented ski place, and snowed the whole time, the 3 days, and just beautiful time. We had a great time. There are sports that because of the involvement with nature, and I think of sports, there's also scuba diving and sailing is probably, although I'm not a sailor, but and skiing is just so related and involvement with nature, and then they're relaxing sports overall. We come out feeling very, very relaxed after having a ski day. So grateful for the ski, grateful for spending time with the family, nice fires, nice meals, and really, really good time. The thing that you have to sort of at the same time be somewhat flexible. as I said, you know, for this next weekend, well, ski's not going to be in. We'll be skiing this time with our son. I'll be skiing with my son on Thursday and Friday. And we've done that over many years. Gone off our own. Initially, we went off to the west in different places in Colorado, and Utah, and Wyoming, up in British Columbia. We kind of choose a place, and it's been a great opportunity to relate and spend just good, really quality time together. So we'll be doing that for a couple of days, it's not going to be that cold, and hopefully the sun is out, and it's probably going to be in Somerville, New Hampshire area. It's about an hour and a half from where we are. We'll go back and forth. Let me see how much time we have. A couple of minutes. Okay. I don't have Hector right here in front of me, so I've got to sort of keep tabs of the segments. I miss looking at Hector as I give him the talk. You know, it's a strange feeling to be talking into a phone, but it is what it is, and you gotta go forward with it. One of the things that I kind of do in my take trips different from other people is I keep tabs of things, business things. Some people, believe in divorcing themselves completely from what's happening. I keep tabs, and so at the same time that I'm doing these different activities with the children. Of course, when I'm skiing, I'm skiing, and when I'm having dinner or lunch with them, or we're playing a game, I do not get involved. I don't have the cellular phone, etc. I concentrate on it. But then there's other moments. For example, taking our son, one of the grandchild, to now first freshman at the University of Hartford. On the way down, I listened to a San Juan Rotary presentation by Ramon Barquin, with an excellent representation on the economic situation in Puerto Rico and the solutions. Agreed fully with him. We've got to, it doesn't matter what status we're in, we've got to execute, and the civil society has to lead the way. Private industry and different civic organizations have to lead the way. Great presentation by Ramon Barquin, who is the head of the Centro de Tallistas Unidos, Centro Unido de Tallistas. So listen to that on the way down Hartford. On the way back, listen to a, got involved in a telephone conference on a transaction, a real estate transaction deal. So I do keep tabs and keep going on these different things. That's been one of my ways of doing it. I've run out of time in this segment, and when I get back, I'll discuss why that is and why I do it that way. So this is Reflections. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez. We'll be right back after the pause.